You're younger and, you know, it snows outside and you listen to the radio, school cancellations. So when I was in school, I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. So we went to the Yeshiva, so I went to the Hebrew Academy, that's the elementary school. So they always followed the, this is being taped? All right. Okay. So the Hebrew Academy, they always followed the county, Montgomery County. Whatever Montgomery County did, that's what they did. Then I went to Yeshiva High School, for high school, the Yeshiva High School. And Yeshiva High School, they had their own rules, you know. They didn't know, so they were listed, after they list the counties, they list the private schools. I don't know if you know, so they list the private schools, so we're waiting for Yeshiva High School. Now, Yeshiva High School has a boys and girls division, they're separate school. You know, but it's the same name, but separate school, you know, the boys school here, the girls, normally they're 15, 20 minutes apart. You know, but it's the same school, but different divisions. So there was one year where the Yeshiva High School boys was located closer to where people where the most students lived. And the girls' school was farther out. So once in a while, they had different times for school delays. Because the boys could walk to school, most of them. So once in a while, it was like, you know, boys on time, girls an hour late, whatever. So on the radio, the guy's going down, and he says, he's going down the list, the counties, he goes, okay, this school closed, that school's. Yeshiva High School boys, 1 hour late. Girls, 2 hours late. I guess the boys have to shovel the snow so the girls can get to school. Because the guy couldn't appreciate the possibility that you're in two different buildings. So on the radio, WTOP, the guy said, oh, in Mistama, the boys are coming before the girls, so the boys will shovel the snow, then the girls can come to school. So that's what happened on the radio. So that was like the big talk of the town in Silver Spring for a little while. Anyway, you got it? You got it? Good story. I thought it was a good story. Okay, here we go. This story is about the Parsha Shkolin. Ki Tisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael. When the Jewish people are counted, they're counted, it says Ki Tisa. We each give a half shekel and we're counted. It does not say Ki Simne. It does not say Ki Sifkod. Those are the normal words for counting in Hebrew, simne sifkod. Tisa is not your standard word. Why does the Torah use this language of ki tisa as Rosh Bnei Yisrael, as opposed to ki simne or ki sifkod? That's the question which Moshe Feinstein addresses in the Sefer Darash Moshe, and the answer he gives reflects a basic yisod in Avodas Hashem, and I want to share it with you. Rav Moshe talks about, you know, there are basically, Rav Moshe talks about in his writings, three types of averos people do. There is a chait of taiva, of desire. What's a chait of taiva? Chait is a person who's walking down the street, walk by McDonald's. McDonald's has sold, I don't know how many cheeseburgers now. $99 billion. Really? Yeah. That's hard to believe. $99 billion?
I've seen over 100 billion.
Yeah. Wow. See what? Okay, 100 billion. Now, they sold 100 billion cheeseburgers. Mistama, cheeseburgers taste good. Mistama, 100 billion. So you go in and have a cheeseburger because you give into your taiva. That's a chait of taiva. That's one type of chait. Okay. Then there's a chait of ahava, out of love of Hashem. Remember we discussed that last week? Chait egel. That's, I'm doing the right thing. I really think I'm doing the right thing. And in my zeal to do the right thing, I make a mistake in judgment. We discussed that. Remember that was chait egel? Okay. Here Rav Moshe develops a third type, a chait me'anava. What is a chait me'anava? Rav Moshe says as follows. People sometimes say to themselves, you know, basically, in the big picture of this world, I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. Hashem cares about what the gedolim do. Hashem cares about the tzaddikim. Hashem really cares about what I do. In the big picture of the world, I am not that significant. In the radar screen of life, I'm not even a blip. Rav Nevin saw, wow, he's like, what's that called? Not the Goodyear blimp. Whoa, it's a huge thing. So on the radar screen of life, he's a huge. That's Rav Nevin saw, because he changes the world into tzaddik, and Rav Darmoni, Rav Adi, big people. Me, it doesn't matter. Hashem really cares so much. A Jew can convince himself, I'm not worth that much, I'm not that important, and therefore what I do doesn't matter very much, and therefore, because if you think what you do doesn't matter very much, you are much less likely to try to grow. I'm fine, that's who I am, this is who I am, that's it. A person who's convinced that a person who thinks he's not very important will be much less inclined and much less likely to try to serve Hashem well and go into the but it's Hashem, what's the point? It's not that important anyway. Rav Moshe calls that a chet me'anava. That because that's a chet me'anava. A person who, because of his low perception of his self-worth, doesn't take his avodas Hashem and his growth seriously, that is exactly a chet me'anava. Because of his misplaced anava, because he views himself lower than he really is, and we'll discuss that, he doesn't try, that's a chet me'anava. That's a problem. Now, it's not true. It's not true that you should view yourself as being insignificant. We believe that every Jew is infinitely important and infinitely significant. And I mean the word infinitely. Every Jew is infinitely important and infinitely significant. This is the basic shot in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Chayav Adam Lomar, what does the Mishnah say? Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. That's a Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Chayav Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that a Jew has a chiyuv to say that Hashem created the world just for me. The Mishnah is in the context of the way the Dayanim would talk to the Edim when they're giving Edus about a capital offense and someone's going to die. You have to know what it means to be a human being. This is an incredible Mishnah. How beautiful is the world? The answer is beautiful is an adjective. So the next word is going to be an adverb. How beautiful is the world?
For me.
How beautiful is the world? Give me the adverb. What? That's close. Infinitely beautiful. The grandeur, the beauty of the world is infinite. What you can describe how beautiful the world is and go on and on and on and on. You know, science, you can go on and on how beautiful. The world is infinitely beautiful. That means I have a chiyuv to believe Hashem would have created this infinitely beautiful world just for me. That means I and everyone in this room individually is infinitely important. My mitzvos matter. My avod Hashem matters. I shouldn't have this chet me'anava problem. I have to recognize myself. That's not gaiva. Recognizing your self-worth is not gaiva at all. Now, Rav Moshe says that the way Hashem counted Bnei Yisrael, the way they were counted, was supposed to help solve this chet me'anava problem. The way we are counted is supposed to solve or help solve this chet me'anava problem. The way the Jews were counted was supposed to help raise the collective and individual self-esteem, the collective and individual feelings of self-worth of each and every Jew. The way Bnei Yisrael were counted was set up was supposed to help raise the collective and individual self-esteem and feelings of self-worth of every Jew. How? Because each Jew gave the same half a shekel. Every Jew, listen to this, every Jew gives a half a shekel. What is this money used for? What is the machatis shekel being used for? A carbon sibor. The basic minister has to buy a carbon, they take the money, they buy a carbon. That means it's all by myself's money. Now listen, I would have said, look, carbon is sibor, that's important. That's ruchnius. I want it to be as perfect as it can be. So let the Gedolim give most of the money. That's what I would have said. If they have money, if they can afford it, let's give them the money for the Kabbana Sibor. Every Jew should be involved. Everyone gives. The answer is yes. Hashem wanted to show every Jew gives the same half a shekel. The message being that on one level, you are as important as the greatest Gadol. You're in line. Rav Nebenzahl gives a half a shekel, and Rav Adi Yosef, and Rav Yashiv and Rav Steinman, and then everyone in the then one of you is in line. That's the line. A Jew has to realize that on one level, i.e., on the basic importance of every Jew, we are on the same level as the Gedolim. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, I am infinitely important and my Avod Hashem matters. And Hashem wanted me to view myself in the same world as even the Gedolim. I shouldn't feel, oh, they're Chashev and I'm not. No, you're as Chashev as any other Jew. The world was created for you. And you have to view your Avod Hashem that way and take it seriously. Rav Moshe also mentions, you should realize your own potential. Maybe right now, your level isn't the level of a Gadol. But you should realize, if you're in the same line as a Gadol, giving the same half a shekel, you have the potential for tremendous growth. Don't sell yourself short. So these are two separate ideas. One idea is, just fundamentally, the fact you're in line with the Gadolim means this idea of tremendous self-worth, Chayav Adam or Mishrin of HaOlam. And two, Rav Moshe emphasizes more the second one, you should recognize your potential. You have tremendous potential for growth, and don't sell yourself short. Both of those messages came across from the fact that I'm in line with the Gedolim giving a half a shekel, the same half a shekel. But Moshe says, that's why it says Tisa. Tisa also means to what? To raise up. That's the pshat. Tisa means to raise up. So that's why the Torah uses the strange word, because the way we recount it was supposed to help raise up our feelings of self-worth and chashivus, and my life matters, my avodas Hashem matters. So to teach us that lesson, as a remez to that lesson, the Torah uses the word ki tisa about how we're counted, because the message of matzah shekel had to also do with raising up a person's self-image and chashivus and avoiding the problem of chait me'anav. That's Rav Moshe's pshat in ki tisa. It's interesting that Parshas Bamidbar is almost always read, I think always read, the Shabbos before Shavuos. Parshas Bamidbar is almost always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. That's how Chazal worked it out. Now, that's interesting. Why? So one shot they give is that Shavuos were being judged on the fruits of the trees, and B'chukosai has a klala, and you want to avoid having B'chukosai next to Shavuos, because you don't want to have a klala of B'chukosai connected with the judgment day of Peros on Shavuos. Okay, that's one shot. But that shot's more of it's like a negative, you know, avoiding a negative. Is there a positive reason why Bamidbar is connected to Shavuos? Now, according to that standard shot, What's Bamidbar's role? Basically, a break, you know, a break, a filler between Chukosai and Shavuos. You put in Bamidbar in the middle, you know. But that's like, you know, that shot is like avoiding a negative. Is there a positive angle? Rav Moshe says yes. Rav Moshe says as follows: Parshas Bamidbar talks about the counting of Bnei Yisrael. So Rav Moshe thinks that this idea of Chait Me'anava is very relevant to Shavuos. Every year on Shavuos we re-accept the Torah, we dedicate ourselves to the Torah, to learning Torah. The problem of Chait Me'anava is particularly relevant when it comes to learning. This is a very common problem. Guy's in yeshiva, he learns well, he figures something out, and then he says, just a second. I understand the Gemara pretty well. Okay, if I go to so-and-so, he can ask me a question which I can't answer about the Gemara. Well, that means I don't understand the Gemara, because I can't answer a pretty, you know, pretty straightforward question. That means I don't understand the Gemara. That means my learning's worthless. What's the point? That happens at every level. A person gets to one level, he can figure out Gemara and Rashi, and then he feels, what? Yeah, I can't tell. Then you learn for Eon. I never, you know, a person can be a big, learn very well, but because there's a guy his age who learns a few levels better, he's always feeling bad about himself. You know, I don't learn so well. And a person, you don't feel you learn that well, and then you stop trying. Chait Me'anava happens all the time in yeshiva, and often, and it's a mistake. It's a mistake. The way learning is supposed to work is your job is, whatever level you're on, put in your effort, and learn as well as you can. That's your job. That's what learning is. Whatever level of Havana you have is your emes. It's real emes. That is real Torah. You have a complete level of Havana on your level. Rav Schechter often talks about this. We say in our davening, V'sein chelkenu v'sorasecha. Give me my chelek in Torah. What is the pshat? The pshat is that every Jew has his own chelek in Torah. And your job is to get yours. Rav Schechter said, Rav Moshe Feinstein's chelek is, you know, bigger than ours, you know, the size of the Grand Canyon. And Mars is a little smaller. Your job is not to learn as well or as deeply as Rav Nevensol. Your job is to learn as well and as deeply as you can learn, given what you're holding now, and then keep on moving forward little by little. This idea of appreciating your own self-worth regarding learning, appreciating your own self-worth regarding your connection with Torah, even though you're not the Gadol Hador, is a very important message to reinforce before Shavuos. But Moshe says that's why Bamidbar is before Shavuos. Bamidbar talks about counting Bnei Yisrael. It says, Naso, count the Jewish people, Se'uas Rosh, count them, raise them up. But Moshe thinks that there's that Chazal, whoever worked out the Chazal, basically, that the fact that Bamidbar is before Shavuos, it's not just for word negative, it's a positive. We wanted to have a reminder of this idea of avoiding Chet Me'anava with particular reference to getting ready for Shavuos. It's a big yisod. Your job is to learn as well as you can. And at whatever level you're on, don't worry about the level somebody else is on. Once in a while, a person can use a friend, like Kina Sofin. Kina Sofin means, oh, this guy's learning well, but you know, I want to get to his level, like, you know, sort of like you to motivate yourself. Sometimes a person can use his or her friend as a signpost. There's a better word than signpost. Ooh. What? Stepping stool. No, not stepping. No. It's like your goal. Like not stepping stool. No. Yardstick. Yardstick, but with an emphasis on like as a goal.
Mentor?
No, it's more. We'll stick with yardstick. I don't know. Sometimes you can use your friend's level to sort of help you set your goal. I want to get there. I want to get there. But basically, your job is to achieve your chelek in Torah. The same chelkenu b'sel resecha, and that idea of your chelek, and your chelek matters, and your chelek is important. And don't think, oh, my chelek is so small, what's the point anyway? Exactly to avoid that. It's not true. Every word of Torah that you learn, every havana you have, is emes. It's emes for you, and that is emes de Ketorah, and it matters and it counts. And that lesson has to be brought home before Shavuos, and that's why we read the Parsha of Counting again before Shavuos. I think it's a major yesod in Jewish Hashkafa, this idea that Rav Moshe develops about Ki Tisa. You got it? Okay. So I guess ended a little early, but okay, we'll stop here.